The Department of Corrections is trying a new tactic in the opioid epidemic, Vivitrol. It's a monthly injection that curbs cravings for heroin and other drugs and stops people from getting high. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman learned more.
Sadie Douglas entered Highland Mountain Correctional Center 2 years ago.
I got here and I was completely hopeless. I really was. I suffered from severe depression when I first got here.
Douglas's story is pretty common among people with addictions. She was prescribed pain pills, got hooked, and eventually switched to heroin. In the process, she lost her husband and kids. Eventually, she was convicted of drug and theft charges. Since entering Highland, she's joined a sobriety program and found faith in God. But even after not using opioids for 2 years,
it's always there in the back of your mind. If you're having a bad day or if you feel sad or alone or you just miss your family and you don't want to feel those feelings, yeah, I mean, you think, well, why don't I just go get high and then I don't have to feel any of it?
That's why she joined the Department of Corrections' new Vivitrol program. Vivitrol is an injectable form of naltrexone that blocks cravings for opioids and prevents people from getting high off of them. Naltrexone has been around for decades in a pill form, but for the pills to stop cravings, you have to remember to take them every day. Vivitrol is administered once a month by a provider. Autumn Bea, who oversees substance abuse programs for the Department of Corrections, says giving inmates an injection right before they re-enter the community helps them stay sober longer, but it still needs to be given alongside other therapy or counseling.
Oftentimes when offenders re-enter into their community, all their triggers come back. And so this will help them block their cravings long enough to either, one, be connected with an aftercare provider, or to go on to live a sober, healthy lifestyle if they've learned enough coping skills behind the walls.
Prisons across the nation are offering Vivitrol, and the early data is promising. Pew Charitable Trusts reports that Vivitrol recipients at a prison in Massachusetts only had a 9% recidivism rate over 4 years. That's compared to the 77% national rearrest rate for drug offenders over 5 years, according to Bureau of Justice statistics. Vivitrol won't work for everyone. Vea says it can increase symptoms of depression and psychosis and can cause liver damage. So they test for all these things before administering it.
Part of our diagnostic process is just making sure that Vivitrol is the right medication for the right offender at the right time.
The pilot program is starting in Highland, but will eventually be offered at correctional facilities in Anchorage and Fairbanks. As of mid-April, 4 people had received the shot. The drugs manufacturer gave 1,200 free samples of the medication to the department. On the outside, the monthly injection can cost about $1,000 if a person doesn't have Medicaid or insurance. Vea says the department is also looking into offering 2 other addiction treatment medications in the future, methadone and Suboxone. Sadie Douglas will receive her first shot a few days before she's released in late April. She says she's a different person than she was when she walked into Highland 2 years ago.
I didn't understand for a little while how people functioned on just air. Life's hard and it hurts, but, you know, with people by your side and doing things the right way, you can get through it.
Douglas says she has a strong support system waiting for her on the outside, and she plans to enter treatment as soon as she's released. Families and others can refer inmates to the program by contacting the Department of Corrections. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.